With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Pentagon is on the lookout for any new Iranian mines laying in the Strait of Hormuz. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the laying of new mines would violate the ceasefire with the U.S. and that the military is prepared to deal with any Iranian ships that lay more mines. At a Pentagon briefing, he said the U.S. is confident it can clear any mines it identifies. Hegseth also said the U.S. blockade of Iranian shipping will continue as long as it takes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the White House is sending envoy Steve Witkoff and the president's son-in-law Jared Kushner back to Pakistan for a meeting with an Iranian official for more discussions on ending the war with Iran later today. At least six tornadoes hit Oklahoma Thursday night, including more on the way. One, the National Weather Service rates as an EF4.
After a tornado damaged at least 40 homes Thursday night, Enid, Oklahoma is getting a visit from Governor Kevin Stitt.
7,875
There was also light damage at Vance Air Force Base. Storm trackers with KWTV captured video of the big twister as it crossed Highway 81.
I need a vertical of that. Tornado, look at that. It's a satellite tornado.
Rayanne Hunt says she scrambled to her shelter but couldn't resist taking a peek outside.
So I opened it again and I said, it's headed right for us. And I shut it again and then it went to Lauren and we heard metal slapping on the door and we hear glass breaking.
The storm stripped off roofs and knocked down utility poles. Officials say some people had to be rescued from under debris, but there were only minor injuries. I'm Jennifer King.
The Trump administration is sanctioning a major China-based oil refinery and about 40 shipping companies. The move announced yesterday as part of a campaign to cut off Iran's oil exports, a key revenue source. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports Planned Parenthood is branching out.
It's no secret that the nation's largest abortion business has been getting into the gender transition game in recent years, but a report from Concerned Women for America indicates that in 2025, Planned Parenthood sold 40% more doses of puberty-blocking hormones than the year before. CWA President Penny Nance says, quote, "Given these revelations, the federal government must stop giving taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood." Michael Harrington reporting.
Prominent attorney Alwin Dershowitz is quitting the Democratic Party. The lifelong Democrat tells the Wall Street Journal the anti-Semites are taking control of the institution and he will register as a Republican. Dershowitz says there's no denying that the hard left anti-Israel wing of the Democratic Party has moved from the fringe to the mainstream. Republicans have their own anti-Semitic fringe, but for now it remains a hinge. This is SRN News. Every new school bus in America might soon have a life-saving device.
The NTSB says all new school buses should be equipped with alcohol detection systems to ensure the drivers are not intoxicated. That recommendation comes out of the investigation of a West Virginia crash that led to the amputation of one boy's leg and caused serious injuries to two other youngsters. The driver in that crash was sentenced to up to 110 years in prison. Jason Walker reporting.
In the latest round of tech industry job cuts, Meta is laying off about 8,000 workers and Microsoft is offering buyouts to a similar number. Meta confirmed its plans to cut about 10% of its workforce in an effort to invest in other parts of its business and for efficiency, as first reported by Bloomberg. Microsoft is taking a different approach. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.